Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bringing it back, David Carson, by the way. So that is the lead singer in that group. Carson Stills and Natch fame. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. We're spinning some platters here and rocking and rolling on the Small Business Advocate Show. And that's me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You saw that coming, didn't you? We're having a great visit with our good friend Jeff Zabar. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's the author of a number of books, including Home Office Know-How and Safe at Home. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us. Jeff's a longtime Brain Trust member, going back now 14 years. Hey, Jeff, what's the verdict on social media if you're a small business owner? I know it's important. It's handy. It really is a great way to build community with customers. And but in terms of a small business's owner's time, what do you think the verdict is on social media?
Well, I think the verdict is still out, but I think the key phrase that comes to me when I think about social media and the business owner is the potential for time suck. I mean, all it wants is your attention, and it's a constant battle to say no. Because if you think about the way social media generally begins, especially for a small business owner, you have to go out and you have to create an account, and it's generally a personal account that you're creating. So you create a personal account. So you create a Facebook account, and then you go in and you're able to create a Facebook page. So for your business, say like a fan page or a page for your business. So Chief Home Officer has one, or Small Business Advocate has one, or, you know, PepsiCo has one. But once you get, as an individual, once you get into using and populating your Facebook page with hopefully relevant content, news, trends, updates about your product, new product introductions, cool observations, it can be lively, it can be fun, but can suck the marrow out of your day and leave you with, like, 45 minutes later, where did that go? You know, what did I just do? What do I have to show
and
for
we,
it?
And we just got through talking about having to triage your time to get projects done, especially if you're very small.
Right.
So this is why. Well, let me ask you a question. What do you all right? So my first point was social media is good. It's important. It's handy. It's a great way to build customer communities.
Right.
So that's a verdict. That's
right.
A good verdict. And then you say it can be a time suck. Where's the balance in the middle?
Well, the balance can come in a number of ways. The balance is: are you an addictive personality? Okay, so if you go onto social media, is there a chance that it's like if you go to watch one episode of Law and Order or CSI in the middle of the day over lunch, is there a chance that you find yourself at 5 o'clock having watched a marathon?
I'm like that about the Big Bang Theory. So,
oh gosh. Luckily, I don't find that during the day. But the point is, if you're an addictive personality, then maybe you need to stay off social media. I did that once for a month for an article I wrote years ago, and I've tried to hold true.
Yeah.
I did a self-imposed social media embargo. No Twitter, no Facebook, no LinkedIn, no nothing during the day. Okay, and it lasted for a month, and I found that my productivity, I didn't have a infallible way to measure increased productivity, but I did realize that I got more done and was more focused. Because part of the problem is, not only does social media steal your time, it steals your attention, and is hard to regain once lost.
I'm sure people have lost their businesses by getting addicted to social media.
Absolutely, or at least lost business. You know, I've spent so much time,
I
blew a deadline.
Who knows what?
Said.
Who knows what else? You're right. It can be addictive. So stay away. You know, avoid that. I mean, it's not like drugs. It's not like cocaine. You know, you do it to yourself. But
right.
Go ahead. What's the next?
Well, thing? I mean, there's ways to. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, there's ways to avoid it. So you can turn it off all day. You can you know, sort of sequester it to certain parts of the day. If you have the mental stamina and wherewithal to say, I'm only going to do it.
You're talking about
this is for personal or for business. Look, you know, I mean, I have a LinkedIn. I have a LinkedIn, I have a corporate, you know, Facebook, that I get a lot of really good information from folk over these things. And so I could get sucked into reading Business Juice all day, which is not paying my bills.
Right.
So it's important that we triage.
What about on the social media part, of, especially Facebook and Twitter, maybe Pinterest? You know, what about hiring someone to help you, you know, help, especially from a business standpoint, to keep your business present and relevant on those sites?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, in fact, one of the things that I do.
That's what you do for. It's one of the things you do for a living. But
so it's one of the things, and that can suck me back in. But I find that, you know, if you're a small business owner, even if you're a large business owner, you know, corporations hire companies to handle this for them. Let someone else handle it. Tell them, let them discover and learn what your business is about. Then they go out and they scour the news, you know, whether it's daily news, whether it's the trade journals, whether it's other commentary.
You should be involved in the content, curation, because you don't want to turn over to somebody who doesn't know your business or your values. You still need to monitor what they're doing. You just don't have to do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the process. Is a lot of people feel that, okay, I've hired you, now go do it. And when I talk to people that way, I'm like, I say that, you know, it's important that you stay involved in the process, because I need to know what you're thinking, because this is your
Especially
Facebook page.
Especially if you hire college interns.
Oh gosh,
they'll do a great job, but you gotta watch what they're putting up there. Hey, Jim, I gotta wrap it up. Give us a website again, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Here it is. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job.
It's great to be with you. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
As always, Jeff Sabar, ladies and gentlemen. Jay-Z will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.